Okay. My name is Lisa Donnelly, and I'm interviewing at the Washington County Museum on September 13th, 2011, and I'm interviewing Toshio Inohara. Did I say that correctly? Okay. And we're going to be talking about the Japanese American experience in Washington County, Oregon. And if you would one more time state your name for the interview.
Yes, I'm Toshio Inohara. And our residency in Washington County began in 1931. Our family moved from Tacoma, Washington, and this was our first introduction in living on a farm. We our first farm was located at a place called Hillside, which is about 4 miles out of Forest Grove toward Gales Creek. Only it's on the east side of the mountain from Gales Creek. It's a beautiful little farming area. It's at the end of a valley, sort of U-shaped, and it was surrounded. The hillside was surrounded with a dairy, prune orchard, walnut orchard, and dairy farms. And we were the first to start farming there, raising strawberries. My father had not farmed before, and this was an entirely new experience because he was trained as a Japanese confectioner, or a baker, you might say, of Japanese confections, trained in Japan. And he gave up his business to come to Oregon. And the main reason was that he had 4 sons, and he wished to have them grow up in the country rather than in the city. He so gave up his profession and his business to make that sacrifice. You know, it was quite amazing, and I always am very thankful to him just to see that far ahead. At any rate, when we first moved into Oregon, we stayed with friends that my father had in the banks. And they had a large house, but they also had a large family of 6 children, and we were 4 children at that time. But anyway, we stayed there until our house was ready and at Hillside. Well, we moved into our house, and this was newly built, but it was built out of shiplap, and the lumber was raw. And you know, when it dried out, we had a kind of a porous, non-weatherproof house, but it was really cold in the winter. We had to fill cracks with bits of cotton, you know, cotton cloth. At any rate, my father started raising strawberries on a 30-acre tract, and we all began to learn how to farm. And of course, we were still going to grade school at the time, and our school was a one-room schoolhouse, one teacher who taught all 8 grades. And I had just transferred out of a central grade school in Tacoma, which was a big school, to this little school, which had about 25 students. It was quite a change. But at any rate, we got along fine. And in time, we became accustomed to the new lifestyle and made new friends. Eventually, we were able to form a baseball team for the school. And you know, imagine me trying to put 9 players out of 25 kids. We had 6 boys and 3 girls on our team. But we managed to play home and home games with Gales Creek Grade School and the Thatcher Grade School. And you know, we did very well. We won most of our games. And my two brothers and myself were the core of the baseball team.
Now, how old were you when you came here then? You said you were in grade school?
Yeah, I was just 10.
You were 10, okay.
Mm-hmm. So my younger brother was a catcher, one brother was a shortstop, and I was the pitcher. But you know, the amazing thing about it was that when we went to Gales Creek or to Thatcher to play them, I drove them all to these places. I used my father's truck, which had stakes on the sides, you know, mm-hmm. and everybody got on the back of the truck and I drove them. And it's an amazing thing that no one said anything about it, no objections. And unfortunately, nothing ever happened, you know. But to this day, I'm just amazed that this was allowed to hear the time I was 16, I got a license, but I was driving by necessity when I was 10 years old to help my father. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, we had a great time at the grade school. I eventually graduated and went to Forest Grove High School for the first year.
What was the name of the school you went to then? The one room? What was the name of the one room school that you went to?
Oh, Hillside.
It was Hillside School, okay.
Hillside. It was built on a 2-acre plot donated by, the Clapshaw family.
Okay.
Because they had a farm across the road. Mm-hmm. And on this 2-acre plot was a church on one end and the school on the other end. So there was a large vacant lot in between, which was our baseball field. We also had a big play shed. Of course, that was our only place to play in the wintertime.
Yeah. So you went to Forest Grove High School for 1 year? And
yes.
Did you go somewhere else after that? Or did you drop out to work on the farm? Or?
No, we had to move. Mm-hmm. Move our farm. Our next farm was located at Laurel View,
okay.
Which is south of Hillsboro. And because of that, I had to move to Hillsboro High School mm-hmm. for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We farmed for 2 or 3 years at Laurel View. And then in the meanwhile, we also had a smaller farm south of Cornelius, a place called Irish Hills.
Okay.
And then after 1936, we moved to Helvetia, and we started a farm there on a place owned by a Swiss farmer by the name of Fred Rufner. He had a dairy. And he decided to give up his dairying and rented his land to us. We then had 60 acres of strawberries there. And then you also rented another 30 acres at another farm just close by. So my father had 90 acres of strawberries. This was back in, from 1937, 38, 39, 40. And of course in 1941, we also farmed there. And then in the spring of 1942, we had to abandon the entire crop. Mm-hmm. And we just had to leave in May of 1942.
No, Donna told me that your family left. You didn't go with the internment.
Yes, that's correct, because I had learned that despite the curfew, if we obtained what's called a travel permit, mm-hmm. We could move. And So I went to Portland nearly every day in April, trying to obtain this permit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were one of three families that were able to get the permit. And the requirement was that we had to have a destination.
Okay.
And so we were able to obtain a farm lease in Vail, Oregon. And on this farm, the three of us were able to travel to the place.
The three of you, who would those three be? Was it you and your parents that went?
No, three families altogether.
Oh, three families, okay.
Mm-hmm. Three families. But it was not our intention to farm with them or work with them, so we went on to Ontario,
mm-hmm.
and found a rental and immediately got settled and began working as farm laborers.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Sounds like your dad was very successful then at farming, even though he had not been trained.
Yes, he was. Of course, I wouldn't say he was successful until about 1937. You know, in the Depression years.
Uh-huh. Well, that's true.
You know, it was really very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't make any money. Mm-hmm. We just had to go out and work just to earn our living.
So what did you do then? You said you went to school, you played baseball, you worked. How mm-hmm. did you make all of that fit in one day? Or many days?
Oh, of course, many days. That's throughout the whole year.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But every year after strawberry harvest, we just didn't to make any money. And so my father and I went to other farms to work as mm-hmm. just laborers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember several years we went to Salem, mm-hmm. or south of Salem, a place called Independence.
Yeah, I know where
they
that
had
is.
They had many hop farms there, and we picked hops in the fall until school started.
And then you
mm-hmm.
come back, wow. That's a lot of work. What did you do then? Did you stay in Ontario through the whole war, during the entire World War II, or were you able to come back? What did you?
No, we stayed there during the entire war, until it was over. And my parents returned to Hillsboro, where they had a home,
mm-hmm.
in 1946.
Okay. And someone held the home for them? Because you hear so many stories that people came back and whatever they had left had been taken over.
Well, this home was not on the farm. It was built on North Plains Road,
mm-hmm.
North First Street.
Okay.
And we had to purchase, in 1937, we had to purchase a 5-acre plot right on that highway. And we cleared a portion of it to build a new home. That was back in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I had attended University of Oregon 1 year, 1938-39.
Mm-hmm.
Then I dropped out of school just to build this home for my parents. I acted as a general contractor. And I hired the carpenters, and I got the subcontractors to come in and do, you know, plumbing, mm-hmm. electricity, and so on. But by the time we finished our home, we were just cleaning up the yard and getting things in order to move. I remember. On a nice, beautiful Sunday afternoon, December 7th,
mm-hmm.
Our neighbor across the road, fellow by the name of Bill Phillips, came over to tell us about the Pearl Harbor. We were just dumbfounded. It came out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not aware that, you know, things like this happening, because we're we just weren't informed enough to know what was going on in this world.
Mm-hmm. But it really, did they then help hold on to the property for you, or how
well,
did that?
Well, we owned the property and the home, so we leased it to a friend who used to work for Shell Oil Company.
Mm-hmm.
And the couple lived there during the time that we were away.
And kept it for you.
Yeah.
What was their name?
Name was Bill and I've forgotten their last name. Bill Vandenberg.
Okay.
I've forgotten his wife's name.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good place to stop. That's a lot of material for us to work with, possibly, and then to set up another interview. So thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
We appreciate it.